Hello and welcome to the Thursday, February 21st, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The last couple of weeks have been extremely heavy on updates, in particular critical out-of-band updates nobody was really ready for, and we do have one more. Adobe Acrobat Reader today was released. 11.0.0.2 is the version number, and it fixes two vulnerabilities that were already used in targeted attacks. So make sure that you do update Adobe Acrobat and Reader. Also, we do have a new version of Bioshock 1.9, new versions of Thunderbird 17.03. iOS, we got a new version today, 6.1.2. However, it doesn't appear to really fix any security issues. It fixes a bug with Exchange that drained the battery quite badly. But with Apple, I wouldn't really count on that being the only fix. There may be another little security fix here and there. And then we also got a new version of iTunes from Apple, 11.0.2.25. Manuel updated the update Palooza diary that I started yesterday. So if you wonder about all the different updates that you had over the last week or so, take a look at it and make sure that you didn't miss anything. The real problem with all of these patches arriving so quickly and being so critical is that you actually apply them too quickly and don't take the due diligence to actually make sure that the updates applied correctly and applied correctly across your infrastructure. It's really easy to miss something if you update that quickly. And Manuel posted a quick diary with a summary of the SCADA summit that he recently attended. Even if you're not into SCADA, that's a relatively small, even though important, part of our industry. There are a couple of things I think that apply to pretty much everybody. First of all, he's stating that the operators and professionals from the industrial worlds only care about the process. Well, that's true for most users of information technology. They care about their process, whether it's a financial process or whether it is an industrial control system like in the SCADA world. So really, whatever you do with security, it has to make that process work. If you break their process, they're probably just going to turn off whatever you do. Secondly, he's talking about compliance. The way I always put it is that compliance is not security. People agree with that. But as a good security professional, you know how to use compliance to actually achieve security. Compliance is a thing you have to do anyway, so you may as well do it correctly and do it in order to become more secure. For example, it's a great way to get funding, and it's a great way to get people to do things and change what they're doing, maybe even change their processes. So if you have to do something more drastic, using compliance as a tool in order, or as a lever really, to accomplish what you need to do is always a real great and valuable thing. The worst thing you can usually do as a security professional is to ignore compliance, because what that means is that typically the compliance is now being taken care of by non-technical people, lawyers and the like, and all the funding that you would have gotten otherwise is lost, and now you're left fighting actually whatever bad rules are being implemented by the people that are now in charge of compliance without actually having any of the resources or this lever. And then a follow-on to something we covered yesterday, and that's the compromise of iPhoneDevSDK.com, the iPhone developer forum, in order to compromise Facebook and Apple. Well, there is now a nice blog post by the administrator of this forum, and one thing, of course, that he states that concerns people a little bit is that Apple never notified him of the problem with this side. This is something you really should probably do. If you do see a site that's compromised, you should try to reach out to the administrator of the site and notify them. We do it quite a bit from the Storm Center and will gladly assist with it. Yes, frequently you don't get a response and things are not taken care of if it's a site that's sort of on autopilot, but it's certainly the right thing to do to let them know that they do have a problem, like, for example, serving up a malware. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.